Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
From his comfortable home in Melbourne is our coffee expert, barista, national training manager for Lavazza, John Kosick. Good day, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. And I would have to say, I would love to be in lockdown with you.
We would be drinking coffee, and I'll tell you, there'll be no sleeping involved. There'll be just heaps of coffee.
But how is that? It's so good to wake up to a good cup of coffee, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. Look, especially in these times that we're living in at the moment, coffee is one of those beautiful things that it can give your brain a big hug. You feel fantastic, and it's always great to slow down and have some lovely chats with people over a nice cup of coffee.
Yes, that's one of the best things about living in Melbourne. I would have to say, ever since I moved to Melbourne, I've become some sort of a coffee snob. I would have to have a really good cup of coffee to start my day. And there's nothing like it, isn't it?
No, nothing quite like coffee. And what I love about it personally, especially in Melbourne, because we're so multinational, multicultural, coffee is one of those beautiful things that brings people together from all different backgrounds. And that's where I'm really proud to work for an Italian company, because espresso is kind of like the king of the mountain there when it comes to coffee.
Yes, and they're one of the first people to bring coffee to Melbourne.
Yeah, well, the early immigrants did a great job there, bringing a lot of the beautiful Italian food and culture and coffee, of course, to Melbourne.
The coffee experience involves the social experience, isn't it, as well? It's the conversations 100% that you have with coffee.
And yeah, of course.
And I guess now that everyone, especially here in Melbourne, everyone's restricted to their own homes, it wouldn't stop us to have a good cup of coffee at home and have a good conversation with the people we live with, right?
That's one of the perks. There's a lot of things that we can't do, but I think it's great that we look at what we can do. And one of those things is enjoying some good family time. And over a cup of coffee, you can't really beat that. It's a fantastic opportunity.
So what makes a good cup of coffee?
Good cup of coffee starts with fantastic beans, and I think it goes down to the roaster themselves, as in how they put those beans together and create some magic in the cup. And that's something that as Melburnians that we're all very passionate about. In particular, like with myself, I'm very fortunate to work for Lavazza, an Italian coffee company, and blending is part of our DNA. It's something that we've done for a very long time. And that consistent in-cup profile is something that we all kind of long for that. Something that we can keep going to and just really embrace the cup of coffee in the morning and have some quiet time to yourself. It's always a beautiful thing.
For the people at home who are beginning to miss that fresh cup of coffee every day and starting to make coffee at home, how would you say make that perfect blend? Is it in the heat of the milk or the coffee?
So look, I think there's a few things going on there, but for most of us at home, I think it comes down to a couple things. One would be just purchasing some great beans and great coffee. I think look out for good packaging. That always helps a lot. And then when you grind the coffee, you grind it according to the device that you're using. There's lots of YouTube clips that we can look to and find ways of, mastering that. But I think it definitely comes down to getting great coffee in great packaging. So at least that way, if there's anything I'd suggest to people at home is to try to explore all the beautiful coffees that are out there for us. I think, to be honest, we'll always have our favourite, but it is good to explore and try different ones that we've got out there. So that's something that we're really blessed with in this city in particular.
So it's not in the milk, it's in the coffee itself.
Of course, it's the coffee needs to be the hero, and the milk needs to be the one to support the coffee. So having said that, if you're having a cappuccino, it's mostly milk, so you want to make sure that you get some nice milk and texture it really well, so that way it complements the coffee, because the coffee really should be the hero.
So I suppose you can say, if you're talking about the dynamic duo, coffee would be Batman and Robin would be the milk.
Perfect. Oh, I love it. I love it. We should hit the training show together. You and I will win people over, no problem.
And of course, during this lockdown when we have
yes.
infinite time in our hands where we don't have, we've been free from travel time, from the traffic and all that. We also have time in our hands to learn something new. And you've been learning something new.
Yes, of course. Like, it's super cool, actually. Like, in this period where we've been in lockdown, it's actually provided us a good opportunity to learn some new things. Like, for me personally, I'm one of these coffee nerds. I love the habit stack. Mm-hmm. And it's just simply where you take a habit that you already are currently doing, and then you put another one on top, and then it becomes like a new normal. So, for example, I'm really passionate about learning new things. So, for me, when I have my coffee, I've been also learning Italian at the same time, which is a really cool thing to do. So, for example, there's this, I'm not sure if you heard of it, but there's this app called Duolingo, mm-hmm. where you can actually learn Italian. And if you just click on that app and you follow the prompts, you just do what it says and you say the words that they give you to say. And bit by bit, while you're having your beautiful Italian coffee, you're having an opportunity to learn the real Italian language, which is really, really cool. I think it kind of gives us a bit of hope for the future after lockdown, because as Aussies, we're really passionate about travel. And if we're caged up in our own home at the moment, if we sit there just for a few moments and we have our Italian coffee and we're learning the Italian language, we can almost dream and kind of just close our eyes for a moment and imagine that we're somewhere there in Torino or Milan or somewhere, and we're having a beautiful cup of coffee. I know it's not the real thing, but it's pretty close.
Yes. Prior to this new adventure of yours, did you know another language, or is it the first time for you to learn a language, a different language?
Oh, look, my family background's Hungarian, but my wife is Italian. So my mother-in-law in particular, she's from Abruzzo, and I know that, like a good son-in-law, it's always important to be on the good side of my mother-in-law. So I speak a bit of Italian with her, and that way the food keeps coming. She's happy with me. Life is good. So any opportunity that I have to learn some Italian, like this app is, seriously, it just simplifies it for you. And it's something that, as a company, we've—I'm not sure if you've heard this—but we've decided to partner with Duolingo on a new promotion. Mm-hmm. It's kind of based, I guess, if I could just share this, on some research that Lavazza's commissioned. We've found that probably two main things I'd share. One is that, despite all the international travel like being off the cards for the moment, we discovered that it's actually 2/3, which is a pretty big number, of Australians are actually interested in learning a new language. With Italian being at the top of that list, which I found quite interesting. So, for example, even though we can't go to Italy, the Aussies are very, very interested in learning Italian. So I guess for us as Lavazza, we've also discovered that the coffee machine sales compared to this time last year, they've more than doubled. So people look like they're lifting their coffee game at home.
Do you find it easier that you're able to practice with your wife when you speak Italian at home?
Yeah, of course, because I think the idea is to take the pressure off yourself and try not to make it like a chore. And anyway, that's what's helped me a little bit. And just learning a few key words here and there. And I've got two real feisty, passionate daughters as well. So both of them have a chance to learn some fun Italian words. So when we go to see Nonna, we can talk Italian. And then Nonna would bring out the coffees, and then we've got that beautiful cultural experience.
And you get to share a wonderful Italian meal as well.
Oh, love it. If I could, I'd convert to being Italian, but I can't.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and hopefully one day we'd be able to share a cup of coffee with you, John.
That would be amazing. That would be really, really cool. It's been really nice talking to you.
Grazie.
Grazie mille, thank you.
E like, e share, and comment. Sundana SBS Filipino sa Facebook.